From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The British people on Friday voted by a narrow margin to break away from the European Union, a move that some European leaders are labeling a grave mistake. British Prime Minister David Cameron has now resigned and will leave office in October. The British people made a very clear decision, he says, talking to reporters outside 10 Downing Street this morning.
I will do everything I can as Prime Minister to steady the ship over the coming weeks and months. But I do not think it would be right for me to try to be the captain that steers our country to its next destination.
The decision was greeted with unhappiness by many leaders in the European Union, including EU Council President Donald Tusk.
It is a historic moment, but for sure not a moment for hysterical reactions. I want to reassure everyone that we are prepared also for this negative scenario.
Global stock markets have been falling as well. Oil prices fell and the value of British currency plunged to a three-decade low after this unprecedented move. As worried investors sought safe havens for their money, gold prices have risen. QX stock indices are down sharply today as Friday's trade opened. European markets also down in Asia. Bloomberg Financial News Service estimates the markets in that region alone lost $700 billion during Friday's trading. Japan's market falling so sharply, officials stopped trading for a brief time to calm them. The Nikkei index down more than 8%. Major credit agencies say this will hurt Britain's economy. This is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court decision that rejected the Obama bid to set new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration changes. President Obama was admittedly disappointed and spoke to reporters in the White House press room.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who've raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
The president's setback comes as the Supreme Court lacks a ninth judge that can break a tie. Mr. Obama has nominated a judge, but so far the Republican-controlled Senate has to consider his nomination and has refused. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 Ethiopian migrants have been found dead of suffocation in a container truck in Zambia. The victims were among 95 Ethiopians being smuggled from Tanzania into Zambia earlier this week. Lisa Schein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The deaths occurred as the victims were being transported by a suspected trafficking syndicate in Chembe District in Luapula province of Zambia. The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. If I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The government in Jakarta said today 7 Indonesian sailors have been abducted at sea in the southern Philippines, the latest in a recent string of abductions in waters between the two countries. Indonesia's foreign minister said the government will do everything possible to free these hostages. They have not confirmed whether a ransom demand has been made or whether the captors are members of the southern Philippine militant group Abu Sayyaf. Here in Washington, Democratic Party lawmakers shouted their appeals to Republican colleagues as they ended their nearly 26-hour sit-in at the U.S. Capitol. They were upset. Republican lawmakers adjourned the House of Representatives for 2 weeks without debating gun control legislation. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.